What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
We are joined now by Angel and Dr. Belmont joining us here on day one. Angel, thanks for coming out and joining us here. What can you tell us about your story and why you're here today?
Well, I can tell you that I was diagnosed with cancer in my right kidney. I had a tumor, and it was already stage four when they found it. Stage four extended and metastasized to the bone. So it was really a serious case of cancer. And I was lucky enough that I live within driving distance from Dana-Farber. So I got in touch with Dr. Belmont and Dr. Chan also, who's been my surgeon. And the care that I received from Dana-Farber has been absolutely fabulous. I mean, absolutely incredibly good. I've been going through several treatments. It's been a fight for 2.5 years already, but I'm still here and kicking. Years ago, without Dana-Farber, I probably wouldn't be here. So that's absolutely something to be very grateful about.
So how did you know something was wrong, and what were sort of the steps that you took to get to where you are now?
Okay, the way I found something was wrong was because I saw blood in my urine. And that was immediately a very telling possibility. I went to a neurologist, and he did a series of tests and referred me to Dana-Farber very quickly.
Yeah. Now, Dr. Belmont, is that a pretty common early symptom? Like, if people see that, they should call their doctor, and what would the steps there be if you experience similar symptoms to Angel?
Yeah, absolutely. Having or seeing blood in the urine is the first one of the most frequent signs in patients having underlying bladder cancer or urothelial cancer that could be from the upper tract or the lower tract. Some people say, oh, okay, they see this blood one time and then it disappears. And sometimes they say, okay, let's wait, see what's happened. But I recommend that, as Angel did, the first sign, just go to your PCP and start checking. Because this could start like simply seeing a bit of blood in your urine, and then early intervention all the times might be helpful, early diagnosis.
And then what ended up being the treatment plan for Angel? It seems like a lot has taken place over these 2.5 years.
Yeah, initially after the blood is seen in the urine, then there is a protocol just to get an ultrasound of the bladder and rule out a urinary tract infection. And then obtaining imaging of the upper tract. In the case of Angel, it was an upper tract tumor. It was from the urothelial tract, but not in the bladder. That is the most frequent place where the urothelial cancers happen, because the urine containing the carcinogens are sitting for a longer period of time in the bladder. After this cytology, meaning like collecting urine and sending that to the lab, and sometimes you are able to see malignant cells, ruling out a urinary tract infection. And then with imaging, sometimes we are able to start diagnosing that. And then is when referral to a urologist for more like sophisticated procedures, like a cystoscopy, getting a sample of the tumor, getting a ureteroscopy that sometimes is in the upper tract, in the kidneys. They need to go through the ureter and catching a sample. He remembers that.
They do that with anesthesia. Okay.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay. Good.
I wanted to point out.
But Dr. Chang, who was the urologist initially, diagnosed there's an upper tract tumor. We were planning for surgery. And then before surgery, we do something that is a staging, meaning if there is anything else on imaging, and unfortunately, is when the disease was diagnosed to be outside of the kidney. So, and then obviously the treatment changed. I think initially on a surgical treatment, we switched to systemic therapy.
Now, Angel, you were, it says here, you were a chemistry professor for 35 years at the University of Miami, recently retired.
Yes.
But a chemistry professor. So we really are around, like, not just the doctors, but a lot of smart people.
Yeah.
35 years? I don't know how good I would do. I made it to, what, high school chemistry?
Chemistry, yeah,
that's
101.
That's about how high I made it.
This is something that I get very often.
Yes. But that's impressive. It also says you enjoy watching sports in your free time. What do you like to watch?
I like football, especially in soccer. Yeah. Those are my two favorite sports.
What are the teams?
I live in Miami for many years, so I was a Miami Dolphin fan.
Yeah.
Now I'm trying to reconvert myself into a Patriots fan.
It's not the easiest time to do it, but this is getting a little better, hopefully.
Hopefully we'll get better.
Yeah.
You have four children. How were they throughout this entire process?
Well,
they need to be.
Worried, obviously.
Sure.
They were very very concerned about the whole thing. My two oldest ones live in North Carolina, in Raleigh and Charlotte. The two youngest ones live near us in New Hampshire, so they've been much closer to the action. But all four of them have been very worried and very supportive. I mean, I'm lucky enough that I have a great wife that helps me a lot, and my children also have been very supportive. So having support from your family plus great healthcare is absolutely, you cannot ask anymore.
Well, and we do hear this frequently, not only the treatment that you're getting at Dana-Farber, but you also get, your family is really treated as well while you're there. So I'm sure they're supportive of it. Jimmy Fund's supportive as well. I wanted to ask you, Dr. Belmont, about some of the immunotherapies for bladder cancer that have been developed. What do you see as the most promising advancement in the field right now?
Well, in fact, Angel was the first patient we started treating with a new therapy that has been working. So we see that the results, that is immunotherapy combined with another drug that is in its name, antibody drug conjugate. And with that, we were able just to bring the disease until remission, complete remission. Even surgery happened because we thought, okay, everything likely has gone away, and it was a really tiny tumor in the upper tract, and we said, okay, let's remove the original that there was still there just to do additional research. And I think it has been a privilege to have him as a patient and having Dana-Farber with all the resources. We have been applying the more advanced technologies just to monitor his treatment, like trying to capture the signals, how the disease is evolving under the treatment, because we know that these diseases, sometimes you see that there is a response, but then some residual disease remains, and then this is coming back. So through the liquid biopsy that we have been using, when even if there is no established role for that, it has been very helpful on monitoring his disease and also on designing new treatments. And in fact, now he has... Obviously, we need to change from immunotherapy plus the ADC to another therapy, and then now we are in third line, and he's here, like, enjoying, and thanks to the research and all the tools that we have, and still we are like looking for more ways just to personalize treatment, and this is something that is applicable to him because he is now receiving a highly personalized treatment that is a combination of drugs that hopefully is going to work again.
And how different you could speak to if he came in, say, 10 years ago versus 5 years ago versus when he did come in?
Well, as mentioned,
yeah.
This is 2.5 years ago when this combination was not even FDA approved.
Yeah. Mm.
And then the challenge was, okay, we have this preliminary data. Let's start treating him with this more. We said, well, that's the best that I think. Could be. And they agree. And going over the insurance, final insurance, were able to.
No, they were very good.
But it was like very risky. So all these drugs are highly costly. But we finally were able to treat with this new combination that was not existing 5 years ago. So this he was the first patient at Dana-Farber receiving this combination out of FDA approval. Obviously, this was then immediately approved by FDA.
Yeah.
Well, you hear right there. That's a great, great reason to donate at 877-738-1234. This is these types of stories are where the money goes with some of these clinical trials and things of this nature. So again, an easy way to do it as well is to text KCANCER to 56512 to give any amount. Before we let you go, Angel, what would you like to tell anybody out there who maybe thinks they're experiencing something, or anybody who experiences anything similar to you? What would you like them to know?
Well, what I would like them to know is that Dana-Farber definitely provides an incredible level of healthcare. The research that they do is absolutely front research, and the support that people can come up with for patients that need the support, and a lot of people need the support, is absolutely crucial. So I cannot encourage people to do it anymore. I think it's just something that we all can fall to cancer. I mean, I was healthy for many years, but eventually cancer caught up with me, and and it's been great to be able to have my treatment done by all the great people in Dana-Farber. So they deserve all the support we can give them.
And you said your daughter is going to the Red Sox game tonight. You're going to be going back to New Hampshire, but she's going to be going to the Red Sox game.
Yeah, she's going to stay here for the Red Sox game. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Well, excellent. Well, thank you for coming by and my sharing pleasure. Your story on Angel, Dr. Belmont as well. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And again, lots of ways to donate. Toll free 877-738-1234 or online jimmyfun.org. I do want to remind you guys, it's been a while since I brought this up, but the match from Rob and Karen Hale. And we're up to, again, over.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from.
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
$370,000 right now on day one. We got to get to $1 million, though, by the end of the game tonight. Rob Hale announced a matching challenge for today through the end of tonight's Red Sox game. It will unlock a second $1 million from Rob and Karen Hale to match that amount.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from.
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.